morning on WCHL. What are teaching assistants doing as the General Assembly decides whether they have a job?
Their livelihood is hanging in the balance. They're kind of waiting to be rehired.
Opponents of North Carolina's new voting laws await a federal judge's decision.
Our argument, of course, was that that was a violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act and was a violation of the 14th Amendment.
And what's to happen to the historic Hillsboro? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the future of UNC women's lacrosse continues to look bright for Jenny Levy. Plus, the Hornets continue their off-season contract signing. And
LeBron and World Cup. World Cup and LeBron. I think we're glad both those sweepstakes are over.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL, it is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. And beginning of a nice sunny day, hot today in the middle 90s, though, awfully hot. Mostly sunny this morning, then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. There is a slight chance of a shower or thundershower after lunchtime. As state lawmakers wrangle over a budget agreement, nearly 100 teaching assistants in the Chapel Hill Carborough school system are in limbo, waiting to find out if they'll still have jobs when school starts. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Arazi Adkins is the Human Resources Director for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. She says 79 local teaching assistant positions will remain unfilled until the state budget negotiations are complete.
Their livelihood is hanging in the balance. They're kind of waiting to be rehired. We're kind of holding on, and so this is extremely difficult for them. It's extremely difficult for us in terms of staffing. So yeah, it's been a very challenging summer.
Last year, new teaching assistants were hired on one-year contracts, which the district paid for using reserve funds. Now school officials say the district has run out of reserve funds to cover the shortfall, and they're waiting to see what, if anything, the state will do.
Because there's such a huge variance in the House version of the budget and the Senate version of the budget, it really is difficult to do anything other than wait.
Negotiations between the State House and Senate are stalled as legislators debate competing spending plans. The House version calls for a 5 or 6% raise for teachers, while the Senate wants to push that up to 11%, but pay for those raises by cutting teaching assistants. The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board is waiting until July 17th to adopt its local budget for next year. In anticipation of cuts to state funding, the board has identified two levels of potential budget cuts. The first tier would bring the budget in line with the House plan. It would require $850,000 worth of additional cuts, including loss of 4.5 gifted education specialist positions. Depending on the final budget, a second round of cuts could be necessary. That would mean eliminating the district service learning coordinator, cutting media assistants to part-time, losing 3.5 more gifted education positions, and shifting some custodial staff to lower-paid contract work. But some worry a third round of cuts might be needed if something similar to the Senate budget is approved. If that happens, school officials acknowledge teaching assistant positions will be on the chopping block. Again, Arazi Adkins.
We have identified two different tiers worth of cuts that don't involve TA reductions at all, and so that's what we're really hoping for. Beyond that, we really haven't discussed the numbers of TA positions that would be cut if we had to go to that, because we already have identified two tiers.
State lawmakers on Friday canceled a planned negotiation session, prompting speculation that the General Assembly could walk away without a new spending plan. The state is currently operating on a two-year budget passed in 2013, so the lack of a deal wouldn't cause a government shutdown. But Adkins says the uncertainty also affects what the district can offer to entice new teaching hires. Most disheartening, says Adkins, is the recent discussion in the state Senate questioning the benefits of teaching assistants in the classroom.
I mean, it's July. If they wanted to bring up research about the value of teacher assistants, I really believe they should have spent more time last year visiting classrooms, talking to teachers, talking to their constituents about the value of teacher assistants. And I'd really argue that anybody who questions the value of a teacher assistant should be required to do substitute teaching in an elementary classroom.
The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board meets on Thursday to discuss the budget, but whether or not the board will have a budget to approve remains to be seen. In the meantime, local teaching assistants have no choice but to wait. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Sal Galante, our expert in personal lines for the last 15 years.
Thanks, Mark. Insurance rates are governed by the state of North Carolina. We offer a fair price and exceptional customer service for your entire family. Make sure you are fully covered on any claims for fire, theft, and auto, even healthcare. Call me, Sal Galante, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Do you have an eye for the unexpected? Come to the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill this summer and encounter 130 paintings, prints, and drawings in the exhibition called An Eye for the Unexpected, on view through August 31st. You'll be surprised and delighted and have unexpected fun as you browse art on iPads, curate your own mini exhibition, and play music on vinyl records. At the museum store on Franklin Street, see the pottery exhibition Conversations in Clay and take home a piece for your own collection. Admission is free. To learn more, visit ackland.org.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. A Chapel Hill attorney representing plaintiffs in a lawsuit against state voting restrictions told WCHL he's confident that his side presented a strong case in federal court last week. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Supreme Court acted. The North Carolina legislature followed it with really discriminatory voting laws. And so we took up the challenge and went to court.
That's Chapel Hill attorney Adam Stein. He's been practicing law for about 45 years, specializing in civil rights cases. Stein, along with several other attorneys, social justice groups, and plaintiffs, were in federal court in Winston-Salem last week, suing the state of North Carolina over new voting requirements. Plaintiffs argue that the new rules are discriminatory, and the U.S. Justice Department is supporting the lawsuit. Stein is part of a group of attorneys representing the NAACP and individuals including the lead plaintiff, 93-year-old Rosanelle Eaton of Franklin County. Eaton, an African-American, testified what it was like for her to register to vote when she was 21 years old. It was dangerous for her and others back then, and people were afraid.
She was required to stand straight up, put her hands at her sides, and recite the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. And she did that, and she registered, and she's been working to get other African-Americans registered to vote and get them to vote for all these many years since then.
Stein said that almost everybody agrees that there is a history of voter suppression of African Americans in North Carolina. As a result, voting by African Americans lagged behind that of white people in North Carolina for many years, until laws were passed that allowed early voting, same-day registration, and out-of-precinct voting.
In 1988, we were near the bottom nationally in terms of participation of African Americans in voting, and by 2012, we were 11th.
According to Stein, African-American participation for the first time had equaled and even surpassed white participation. Last year, the Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly repealed all of those voting conveniences.
There was a highly disproportionate effect on African-American voters by removing all these measures. And our argument, of course, was that that was a violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act and was a violation of the 14th Amendment.
The state government also cut the early voting period from 17 days down to 10. And beginning in 2016, voters will be required to show state-issued IDs at the polls. Stein pointed out that all of the new voting laws were passed by the General Assembly immediately after the U.S. Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling in the case of Shelby County versus Holder. The ruling gutted two sections of the Voting Rights Act. Section 5, which states that certain state and local governments must obtain federal clearance before implementing changes to voting laws. And Section 4B, which states the formula that determines who is subject to that scrutiny. While that ruling is devastating to civil rights advocates, Stein said there is still enough left of the Voting Rights Act to use in a fight.
Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act doesn't require proof of intent. It is sufficient to prove that the effects of what they've done burden African Americans disproportionately.
He says he thinks his side proved both ill intent and disproportionate effects. U.S. District Judge Thomas D. Schroeder is expected to decide in a month or more whether to block the new voting rules before the November elections. A full trial is scheduled for next July. You can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The fate of an historic Hillsborough building will be discussed tonight at a meeting of the Town Board of Commissioners. Commissioners and citizens will get updates on the 175-year-old Colonial Inn, located at 153 West King Street. Francis Henry purchased the property at auction block back in 2001. Since then, Henry and the town of Hillsborough waged a back-and-forth legal battle over the building. The town wants to preserve its architecture as an historic feature. Here's Town of Hillsborough planner Stephanie Trueblood.
A few electrical issues, some structural issues, and some fire safety issues as well.
Henry has applied to the town to demolish the building. Neighbors began complaining about the rundown condition of the Colonial Inn a year after Henry bought it. Since then, the town has repeatedly taken action against Henry for noncompliance with repair orders. Trueblood walked through the site along with Henry, a fire marshal, and some Orange County building inspectors back in September of 2011. And here's what she found there.
It's a very important building in Hillsborough. It's got a very long and significant history in this town, and the Historic District Commission has the authority under state statutes to deny a demolition request for that building because that building has been granted statewide significance by the State Historic Preservation Office.
The town declared the building uninhabitable in 2012. Over the recent 4th of July holiday, the fire department was called in to investigate a reported natural gas smell at the Colonial Inn. Officials are now considering measures to cut off utilities. Tonight's discussion at the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners meeting will be an information session led by Town Attorney Bob Hornick. The meeting will take place at 7 o'clock tonight at the Town Barn, located at 101 East Orange Street, and you are invited. And in other news this morning on WCHL, if you have an unexplained rash, check your iPad. It turns out the popular tablet computer may contain nickel, one of the most common allergy-inducing metals. A report in today's Pediatrics says an Apple iPad caused an itchy body rash in an 11-year-old boy recently treated at a San Diego hospital. Okay. 6:18 at WCHL, and time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Not a lot of traffic this morning, not so far, but that situation's certainly going to change in just a little while as commuters begin to get the day started and start the old regular routine. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He will be checking on traffic periodically throughout the morning. And if you spot anything that we're not reporting, you can always call us in the newsroom, 919-67-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL and become a WCHL Road Warrior. Grimble Jewelers is the place to go if you're looking for a classic piece of jewelry that you've been looking for a long time, or if you're thinking about popping the question, you need an engagement ring, go see Berkeley Grimble today and talk about a diamond. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. It's going to be really warm today. It is 75 degrees right now, mostly sunny this morning, and then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after lunchtime. Our high today in the middle 90s. Oh boy, there's no escaping it today. The heat is going to be with us. Chance of rain is just 20%. We'll have a 30% chance of a shower and or a thunderstorm tonight. Overnight low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely. 70% chance of it in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s. So not quite as warm on the temperature on the thermometer, but it is going to be really muggy. A lot of moisture in the air coming tomorrow. So a couple of hot days on the way here, certainly. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. It's been a long wait. Now, Germany is basking in its fourth World Cup title. Did you watch the World Cup Championship match yesterday? Quite a battle. One newspaper, De Welt, celebrated today with a three-word headline in the national colors of black, red, and gold that read simply, "It is true," while news website Der Spiegel listed Germany's titles, 1954, 1974, 1990, and 2014, exclamation point. Midfielder Mario Götze, who wasn't born when Germany won its last World Cup, sealed the title with his extra-time goal. "Thank Götze, world champion," screamed the mass circulation Daily Bild. Germany goalkeeper Manuel Neuer said after the match, "All of Germany is a world champion. The team is due in Berlin tomorrow." But quite a match yesterday. 1-0, Germany defeating Argentina for the World Cup title. Incoming University of North Carolina women's lacrosse signees Ella Hazar, Marie McCool, and Bridget Curran all contributed to an 18-11 win by the North team in the 2014 Under Armour Girls High School All-America game played back on July 12th at Johnny Unitas Stadium in Towson, Maryland. The trio will enroll at Carolina next month and join the Tar Heels on the field in the spring of 2015. McCool and Curran both started the game. McCool scored a goal, tallying two shots, two draw controls, and a ground ball. Curran dished out an assist along with the ground ball and two draw controls. Hazer came off the bench and registered a goal and an assist along with three draw controls and a ground ball. Under Armour All-Americas are selected by a panel of lacrosse experts from Inside Lacrosse magazine. The year-long selection process includes input from college and high school coaches from all over the country, as well as nominations from the public. And Jenny Levy's program certainly in great shape at the University of North Carolina with these outstanding new players coming in. Well, let's talk basketball for just a moment. Everybody's been talking about LeBron James and how he has re-signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers for $42 million the next 2 years. And there will be a new TV deal in a couple of years, and that's why the maximum limit will be lifted, and that's why LeBron only signed for 2 years. But he's saying he's back in Cleveland now, he's back at home, and he's going to finish his career there. A person familiar with the contract says free agent point guard Brian Roberts has agreed to a $5.5 million two-year deal with the Charlotte Hornets. And the person spoke to the Associated Press on Sunday on condition of anonymity because the deal has not yet been made public. The person says the deal will be signed next week. The 6'1", 173-pound Roberts will back up Kemba Walker. Entering his third NBA season, Roberts has started 47 career games and averaged 8.2 points and 3 assists in 19.9 minutes per game. He started 42 times last season for the New Orleans Pelicans, averaging 9.4 points and 3.3 assists. Yahoo Sports, the first to report this agreement. Roberts is 28 years old. He went undrafted in 2008. He spent his first 4 years as a pro playing in Europe. So again, Brian Roberts, backup point guard to Kemba Walker with the Charlotte Hornets. Okay, well, wait and see how all that goes. 624 at WCHL.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
Charles Osgood is next, followed by another look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather and more local news at the bottom of the hour on WCHL.
I'm Sam Litzinger, sitting in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's called the Iron Dome. And it helps explain the lopsided casualty figures in the ongoing battle between Israel and Hamas. More after this from Charlie.
Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see there are a lot of pain relievers out there. But there's a powerful one you may not have heard of, Salonpas Jet Spray. Salonpas Jet Spray is a clear, fast-drying, pain-relieving spray perfect for sore muscles or joints. It has two active ingredients that give it the strength to work for hours and hours. Look for the blue bottle with the blue cap and spray your way to relief. Salonpas. Powerful relief when and where you need it. Use as directed.
Do you have a roadside assistance plan for when your car dies? With most plans, you'll likely pay extra to cover your spouse and kids and for any tows farther than 4 miles. If you want free unlimited distance towing and protection for your family, call 877-GOOD-SAM now. Experience great service and zero hidden costs with Good Sam Roadside Assistance. Annual plans start at just $9 a month for all your vehicles. Call 877-GOOD-SAM and get protected today. Offer valid for first-time buyers only. See member benefit brochure for full details.
When it comes to the air war between Israeli forces and Hamas, the Israelis have a very big advantage. When the warning sirens blare in Israel, the country's Iron Dome goes into action. Israeli officials say it's knocking out more than 90% of its targets, the rockets fired by Hamas militants. The United States provided much of the funding for the system, which recognizes the trajectory of incoming rockets, determines whether or not they're heading for a major population area, and if so, rushes to intercept them. Those rockets that aren't considered a major threat to population centers are allowed to fall from the sky, usually in an empty field. Each Iron Dome launching costs an estimated $20,000, but Israeli officials say it's worth it to save lives. The system isn't infallible. Experts say no technology is. But they're keeping a close eye on launches in the current battle with the goal of making the ratio one death for every 10,000 militant rockets fired. It may seem cold to calculate human lives that way, but the experts say it has to be done. Israel hopes to have an even more high-tech, more accurate defense system in place by the end of the year to guard against longer-range rockets from Lebanon or Syria. Israeli civilians are glad to have Iron Dome, of course. The problem for civilians in Gaza, they have nothing like it. The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInEvents.com.
Do you have an eye for the unexpected? Come to the Acklin Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill this summer and encounter 130 paintings, prints, and drawings in the exhibition called An Eye for the Unexpected, on view through August 31st. You'll be surprised and delighted and have unexpected fun as you browse art on iPads, curate your own mini exhibition, and play music on vinyl records. At the museum store on Franklin Street, see the pottery exhibition Conversations in Clay and take home a piece for your own collection. Admission is free. To learn more, visit acklin.org.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on ChapelBurrow.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Glass Half Full. It is 75 degrees right now, and it's going to be a really warm day today. Mostly sunshine this morning, and then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. Just a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, probably very late in the day. Our high today, about 95. Chance of rain, 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the low in the low 70s. And tomorrow, another warm day, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. 70% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of about 88 degrees. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro, and the beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Reports of more rockets fired and more explosions along the border separating Gaza from Israel, and today Israelis say they shot down a drone that was launched from Gaza. To end these back-and-forth attacks, CBS's Holly Williams is in Gaza City.
Hamas says that it's up to Israel to stop firing its missiles first and says that its conditions for an end to the violence are a complete end to the blockade on Gaza, as well as the release of hundreds of Palestinians rounded up recently after the murder of three Israeli teenagers.
In Jerusalem, CBS's Robert Berger.
The Israeli cabinet met to discuss a possible ground offensive, and so far it has backed away from it. Israel is under international pressure not to go in on the ground. The international community, including the United States, fears that an Israeli ground assault will raise tensions across the region.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
75 degrees, 632 WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. As state lawmakers wrangle over a budget agreement, nearly 100 teaching assistants in the Chapel Hill Carrboro school system are in limbo, waiting to find out if they will have jobs when school starts. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Arazi Adkins is the Human Resources Director for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System. She says 79 local teaching assistant positions will remain unfilled until the state budget negotiations are complete.
Their livelihood is hanging in the balance. They're kind of waiting to be rehired. We're kind of holding on, and so this is extremely difficult for them. It's extremely difficult for us in terms of staffing. So yeah, it's been a very challenging summer.
Last year, new teaching assistants were hired on one-year contracts, which the district paid for using reserve funds. Now school officials say the district has run out of reserve funds to cover the shortfall, and they're waiting to see what, if anything, the state will do.
Because there's such a huge variance in the House version of the budget and the Senate version of the budget, it really is difficult to do anything other than wait.
Negotiations between the state House and Senate are stalled as legislators debate competing spending plans. The House version calls for a 5 or 6% raise for teachers, while the Senate wants to push that up to 11%, but pay for those raises by cutting teaching assistants. The Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board is waiting until July 17th to adopt its local budget for next year. In anticipation of cuts to state funding, the board has identified two levels of potential budget cuts. The first tier would bring the budget in line with the House plan. It would require $850,000 worth of additional cuts, including the loss of 4.5 gifted education specialist positions. Depending on the final budget, a second round of cuts could be necessary. That would mean eliminating the district service learning coordinator, cutting media assistants to part-time, losing 3.5 more gifted education positions, and shifting some custodial staff to lower paid contract work. But some worry a third round of cuts might be needed if something similar to the Senate budget is approved. If that happens, school officials acknowledge teaching assistant positions will be on the chopping block. Again, Arazi Adkins.
We have identified two different tiers worth of cuts that don't involve TA reductions at all, and so that's what we're really hoping for. Beyond that, we really haven't discussed the numbers of TA positions that would be cut if we had to go to that, because we already have identified two tiers.
State lawmakers on Friday canceled a planned negotiation session, prompting speculation that the General Assembly could walk away without a new spending plan. The state is currently operating on a two-year budget passed in 2013, so the lack of a deal wouldn't cause a government shutdown. But Adkins says the uncertainty also affects what the district can offer to entice new teaching hires. Most disheartening, says Adkins, is the recent discussion in the state Senate questioning the benefits of teaching assistants in the classroom.
I mean, it's July. If they wanted to bring up research about the value of teacher assistants, I really believe they should have spent more time last year visiting classrooms, talking to teachers, talking to their constituents about the value of teacher assistants. And I'd really argue that anybody who questions the value of a teacher assistant should be required to do substitute teaching in an elementary classroom.
The Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board meets on Thursday to discuss the budget, but whether or not the board will have a budget to approve remains to be seen. In the meantime, local teaching assistants have no choice but to wait. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
More housing options for people with physical and mental disabilities are coming to town this week. WCHL's Wilson Borntrager has more.
The Arc of Orange Apartments allow disabled tenants the opportunity to live on their own for the very first time. The apartments officially opened Friday after years of collaboration between many organizations, such as the Arc of the Triangle and the Arc of North Carolina, Orange County Home Program, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the Ireland Family Foundation. East-West Partners donated the land for the apartment. Assistant Director of Communications at the Arc of North Carolina, Ben Aykroyd, describes the goal of the Arc and how this new apartment building fits with what they seek to accomplish.
The mission of the ARC is to empower people with disabilities to live the life that they choose. And sometimes, because of a few obstacles, that can be difficult. But the ARC has really been trying to push independent living wherever possible for people with disabilities. This project was just ideally suited for that.
He says that the ARC and the rest of the contributors were happy to work together in order to make sure that these apartments were constructed with those with disabilities in mind.
They're built especially for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, so it's got all the accessibility options that folks with disabilities might need.
Aykroyd says the area in which they built these apartments was selected because of several key features offered by Meadowmont and the town of Chapel Hill.
What's really great about it is the location in the Meadowmont community. It's walkable to groceries, to food, transportation with the free bus system in Chapel Hill. It's just ideally set up to help folks with disabilities maybe need just a little bit of support to be able to live independently, to do so.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green told WCHL, quote, "It's terrific to see this new development take shape. Group homes offer a combination of independent and supportive living that is very valuable. It takes a lot of collaboration to put a project like this together." A number of local officials and representatives are slated to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Those individuals include Congressman David Price, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, representatives of Senators Kay Hagan and Richard Burr, and members of the local Chamber of Commerce. Residents will also be at the event and will offer voluntary tours of their own apartments. The ribbon-cutting ceremony takes place Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. For more information on the ceremony, visit our website at chapelboro.com. Wilson Borntrager, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This year's General Assembly session has coincided with a ramped-up U.S. Senate campaign of House Speaker Tom Tillis. A Senate bid also means fellow Republicans are thinking more about whether they will succeed Tillis as Speaker. There's a half-dozen or so GOP lawmakers saying publicly they'd be interested in the job. Each of them has key leadership positions. Some are helping raise funds for GOP candidates for the November elections. Several also have filled in for Tillis by presiding over floor debate, the Speaker's most public responsibility. The next session meets January to elect a Speaker. Talk about a successor came earlier than usual because Tillis made clear the 2013-2014 session will be his last in the House. Republicans have to keep a majority to ensure the GOP keeps the post. And in news around town this morning, this summer, the Orange County Public Library is hosting a three-part series on financial education in partnership with the Compass Center for Women and Families. The series is conducted through the AARP, but it's open to all ages. The series kicks off this Thursday with a workshop called Your Finances, Where You Are, Where You Want to Go, and How to Get There. The next session will be on Thursday, August 21st, and the final session will be on Thursday, September 18th. But again, the first one is this coming Thursday, July 17th. All classes will take place from 6 until 7:30 p.m. in the library's meeting room. It's free, but advanced registration is required. To register, call the Orange County Public Library at 919-245-2536. We have that contact information, of course, on our website. The Supreme Court has recognized that money is speech, but at UNC this summer, money is also art. From now through September 30th, Wilson Library's North Carolina Collection Gallery is displaying nearly three centuries of North Carolina currency in an exhibit called The Art of North Carolina Money, the stories behind the symbols. The exhibit includes more than 80 examples of money used in North Carolina from 1729 through 2009. WCHL News Time, 6:40. Coming up next, Fred Black has today's commentary.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic Southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
76 degrees this morning, 642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. It is well known that our community is filled with opinionated people, and I'm one of them. But sometimes we need to take the time to express our opinion about something that we really liked. So in that spirit, let me say that it is my opinion that the town's 4th of July at Keenan Stadium was the very best ever. All of the people involved in the planning, execution, supervision, and funding of the evening deserve a big thanks for making it so special. Parks and Recreation Production Manager Wes Tillman and his staff, all of the UNC personnel who were involved, the fire department, the public safety officers, everyone who worked so hard to help us celebrate America's 238th birthday in such a fine fashion should be praised. And we can't forget the outstanding musical group Bull City Syndicate, the brave souls who entered the watermelon eating contests, the honor guard, the group that sang the national anthem, and all of the sponsors who helped with the financial support, and Grace Church with the glow sticks. And one man who also deserves our thanks is MC Ron Stutz, as he makes any program more special than it might have been otherwise. Yes, we all have opinions, and I hope that the thousands of people who came to Keenan for the 4th agree. We had one heck of a birthday celebration with the kind of old-fashioned fireworks that made us all sit up and take notice. Let's do it again next year. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Marcus Page led the Tar Heels in numerous categories last season, a year which saw him earn All-ACC and All-America honors. Page led Carolina in points, three-point percentage, free throw percentage, and assist. Page's assist total of 143 outdistanced his next closest teammate by 40. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: do you know which Tar Heel was second on the team with 103 assists last season? We'll dish out the answer after this commercial break. Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the homestead today.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had. But he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Marcus Paige pulled off the rare doubleheader feat of leading Carolina in points and assists last season by averaging 17.5 points and totaling 143 assists. Who finished second on the team in assists? It may surprise you that J.P. Tokodo finished second with 103. Tokodo only had 26 assists compared to 31 turnovers during his freshman season before dramatically improving those numbers in 2014.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
I'll tell you, J.P. Tokodo is going to be a real key this coming season, not to mention Marcus Paige. 646 at WCHL. Coming up next, look at your traffic and weather together. And we also have celebrity birthdays on the way. Freddie Kiger's on the way in, too. So stay with us.
Hello, my name is Brian, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Summer is usually a slower season for selling homes. However, home sales are stronger this summer. One of my listings just sold in 24 hours. If you're thinking about selling or purchasing real estate, it's a good time to do so. Please contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
It is time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL 648. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Peter Grill. And ladies and gentlemen, Rand Nordman sitting right in front of me and perfectly attired in a light purple shirt.
Thank you.
And a matching tie and just as handsome as ever.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron.
Yeah, just
that's a heck of a way to start off your Monday.
Yeah, I'm
for
sure
that compliment. Yeah.
I hope you had a good weekend.
I did. It was outstanding.
I'm glad to see you back here.
Glad to be back.
And we're back in the regular old routine.
That's right. Yeah. That we are. Yeah. And that good news on the roadways means that we're not seeing some of the usual delays we see at this time. 15501 northbound is seeing just a slight delay between Estes and Ephesus Church Road. That's northbound on Fordham Boulevard. NC54 or Raleigh Road heading westbound right now between I-40 and Ephesus Church Road, seeing minor delays as well. And otherwise, things moving smoothly. No accidents, no additional delays. But if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. No matter how you communicate with us, though, we ask you do it very safely.
I will do all that. And,
good.
You know, everything you just suggested, I'll tweet you in just a few moments.
Wish
you
would.
I'll give you a call back there.
Great.
And I'll communicate with you face-to-face whenever you're in here.
That sounds like an outstanding plan and not redundant at all.
No, not at all. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
And Peter Grill is the place where you can go. It's family-owned and located in Timberline Shopping Center. It's perfect for lunch or dinner. Check out the popular new menu items, including chicken and beef shawarma plates and wraps. Find out what it's all about at Peter Grill in the Timberline Shopping Center. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. Another really hot day on the way. 76 degrees right now. Starting out really warm this morning. That's because we're going all the way up to 95 before this day is out. Mostly sunshine this morning and then partly sunny in the afternoon. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after lunchtime. More likely late in the day, of course, as usual. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight low 72. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a big chance of rain, about 70%. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s, so not as warm tomorrow, but lots of moisture in the air. Looking ahead a little bit to tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with showers and thundershowers likely. Still 70% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the middle 60s. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain. Not as hot with a high in the low 80s, and most of the chance of rain on Monday will be early in the day. So really unusual forecast here, but really hot for the next couple of days anyway. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We'll start with actor Harry Dean Stanton, 88 years old today. Actress Nancy Olsen is 86. Polly Bergen, I didn't even know Polly Bergen was still around, but she's 84 years old today. Former football player and actor Rosie Grier is 82. Used to love Rosie Grier. Let's see here. Former music company executive Tommy Mottola is 65 years old today. Actor Jerry Hauser, 62. Actor Stan Shaw, 62. Singer-guitarist Kyle Glass, 54 years old today. Actress Jane Lynch, I think, is one of the funniest people on the planet. She does a great job on that show, Hollywood Game Night. She is really funny on that show. She's the host. Actress Jane Lynch, 54 years old today. Actor Matthew Fox, 48. Let's see here. Actress Missy Gold, 44 years old today. Hip-hop musician Taboo, who is a member of the Black Eyed Peas, 39 years old today. And actor Scott Porter's 35. Got a bunch of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, and we'll start with Ed King, who lives in Pittsburgh. Happy birthday, Ed. Rob Greenberg also has a birthday today, as does Berkeley Grimble. You just heard from Berkeley Grimble a few moments ago, the chief cook and bottle washer at Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill. Berkeley Grimble is the man over there. And our birthday winner of the day is Keisha Hargraves. Happy birthday, Keisha Hargraves. Got a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They love taking care of their customers. They're going to love taking care of you. And Keisha Hargraves, our birthday winner. WCHL.
Monday trivia.
Yes.
Yes, it's Freddie Kiger.
Welcome. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, always.
Nice to be back.
You know, the door is always open for you.
Just depends on which one's open at this hour.
Well, you know, your invitation is always open to be here as long as you want to be here.
Thank you. I may just camp out for a couple of
days. Yeah, I've had a lot of people.
I may camp out until tomorrow for Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you want to do?
That sounds good.
What do you want to do while we're just hanging out?
What I want to do? I don't know. You can work with me today.
Okay.
All right. There are people out there in the audience who probably would say, why don't you just bring on Freddie Kiger full time? He can just be there all the time.
Well, you and I could do like a tandem thing one day, perhaps.
Yeah. We could be on the air for about 12 hours and no problems at all.
And then people might storm the station because of that. But is a perfect segue for our question today.
Okay. I hope so.
Bastille Day.
Bastille Day.
Bastille Day. So to all of our folks out there from France who play.
Yeah. Yesterday you had a question about caves.
I know, it's a French theme.
About sheep being in caves.
Yeah.
This doesn't have anything to do with sheep, I don't guess.
I hope not.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, today over in France, it's the equivalent of our 4th of July, for on this day in 1789, the Bastille was stormed and the French moved toward a more representative government. Uh-huh. Our question today, ladies and gentlemen, name the king and queen of France at that time.
Ooh.
Yeah. I got some toughies this week.
Yeah, that's
name
no kidding.
The king and queen of France back on the day that the Bastille was stormed. Call it 919.
Love, love, love.
That's it.
All you need is love.
919-929. WCHL.
Which is 9245.
That's right.
And you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you know the answer.
And give us the answer in a French accent.
Yeah. Yeah, please do.
Speak French to us.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is celebrating your freedom to save with the July fireworks sale. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Matt had to say about his performance experience.
I bought my first Subaru from Performance Subaru this week and couldn't have been more satisfied with the experience. I worked with Galen Frabani and his sales manager, Anna Latta, and they were very easy to work with and gave me a great deal on the car. Would certainly recommend Performance Subaru to a friend.
Now that's a wow. During our July fireworks summer sale, you can lease a 2014 Subaru Legacy Sedan 2.5i Premium for $198 per month.
Stock number D4189EA-DO2. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing and $0 security deposit. Includes applicable NC taxes, registration, and 549 dealer admin fee. Based on MSRP of $24,380 and selling price of $22,472. With approved credit, take delivery before 7/31/2014.
Visit us at PerformanceSubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers for GLTE.
657 at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. Let's hear it for Freddie Kiger.
Well, thank you.
Coming in the door.
Well, we need the answer for the steel question.
Well, you stepped out for a moment. I'm glad you came back.
Thank you.
Because I didn't know the answer, and I need you to supply it. You stepped out for a moment, went down the hall, got some cold water out of the out of the cooler.
I want to establish a certain je ne sais quoi.
Oh, okay. All right.
And now return to give the answer.
Make sure you had a reasonable reason for leaving.
You got a guess? You got to know. You know one of these people.
King Louis.
Louis the 16th.
Louis the 16th. And Queen Isabella.
Let them eat cake.
Oh, that would be Marie Antoinette.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
King Louis the 16th and Marie Antoinette.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I did
yeah,
not.
Yeah. He was executed January 21st, 1793. So I guess the storming didn't work out that well as far as King Louis wanting to cooperate.
Yeah.
And she was guillotined October the 16th of the same year.
Uh-huh.
And to put it into perspective, 1793, January for King Louis, his execution. Marie Antoinette, October the 16th. October the 16th. 4 days earlier, UNC and Chapel Hill were founded.
Okay.
That puts it in context.
Yeah, it does. Long time ago.
Exactly, blue.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me, you're talking about him being executed. It kind of reminds me of the old story, Lou Holtz. His team comes off the field at the end of the game. They just lost. And a reporter asked him, Coach Holtz, what do you think of your team's execution? And he said, I'm in favor of it. So, anyway.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
Don't lose your head over it, then.
You know what? Nobody got the answer to the question this morning. So, as far as I know, Freddie is the only one who knew it. So, Freddie stumped everybody this morning. King Louis the 16th and Marie Antoinette. Freddie will have another question for you tomorrow morning. And you know what tomorrow is? It's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Mostly sunshine this morning, and then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Our high today about 95. It's going to be really hot today. 95 degrees tonight. Tonight, we'll have a 30% chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms more likely, about a 70% chance of rain tomorrow. And a high tomorrow around 88 degrees. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani, with calls for restraint falling on deaf ears. Deafening rocket and artillery exchanges are being heard again today on either side of Gaza's border with Israel, but there's no sign yet of an expected Israeli ground offensive. CBS's Holly Williams has the latest from Gaza, where thousands of Palestinians have fled to refugee camps.
There's security here, but no comfort in a place bracing for an Israeli ground invasion.
Most of these people, they don't want to be here. This is miserable.
Robert Turner is the United Nations representative in Gaza and told us he expects things to get worse.
I don't see that either side are taking steps to de-escalate the situation. And I think if it carries on, then inevitably we will see a ground invasion.
Hamas has introduced a new weapon into the conflict. CBS's Robert Berger has that from Jerusalem.
Israel shot down a drone that came in from Gaza for the first time since hostilities began. The military did not say if it was armed, but before the conflict, Israel warned that Hamas has drones armed with bombs that could target civilian areas.
Officials in Gaza say Israel's week-long military campaign against Hamas has taken more than 166 lives. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg says widespread turmoil in the Middle East has not affected oil production. As a result,
gasoline prices are down 4 cents over the past 3 weeks. The new average for regular is